listening to The Common Good. Take care.
Listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland at 91.7 FM and 107.1 FM, and on the Oregon coast in Nehalem, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM.
Maybe sometime this year, I guess I'll have to wait. Thank you.
Just heard the latest single from Ika Collins. That track is called C'est la vie, baby. She's got new music coming out in 2026, and we can't wait. It's kind of scary that 2026 is in 2 months, but, or actually less than 2 months. This is Wildflowers and Weeds. I'm DJ Lazy Bones, and today I'm in the X-Ray studio with Portland's very own Mama Sam of Mama Sam and the Jam right now, and I will have Tyler Langham on in a minute. They're both here before their show, featuring Greta Seabird also, for their record label's launch party, Velvet Hearts. They're going to be playing at the Heights, which is a new venue off Foster. The show's on November 15th, and we've got a pair of tickets to give away for that all hour. You can text us your first and your last name to 971-220-5979 to be entered to win. We'll be drawing that name at the end of the hour. Now, if you don't know Mama Sam and the Jam, you've definitely probably seen their name on a marquee somewhere here. I'm really excited to have you.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here, too.
I've been waiting for the day that
too.
It lined up, you know?
Me too.
Are you excited about the show?
I'm really excited. We haven't played a full band show since the spring, so we've been rehearsing and getting really excited. There's a lot to celebrate.
Yeah. You have a single coming out soon.
Yeah.
On Veterans Day, 11/11.
Yep. On 11/11.
That's a great number.
I agree.
My little nephew was born on it, and I was like, I can never forget this.
Cool.
It's so easy, 11/11.
It's just great.
Well, now, something that I loved about your bio was Mama Sam and the Jam lifts vibrations and gives goosebumps. So I'm excited to experience that. You guys kind of have like a psyche feel, and I'm loving it. So
thank you. I'm obsessed with music that gives me goosebumps, and you know, we definitely strive to communicate feeling through music, which is the thing that makes you feel that feeling of your hairs standing up.
It's exciting to offer something into the world that like is going to impact other people, and then you don't really know, you know?
Yeah.
I had somebody email me about a song, and she was like, I looked everywhere to try to find the name, and then I finally found your show on X-Ray's website, and I got your email, and I just wanted to let you know that I had to pull over and cry after this song because it reminded me of my mom, and I was like, it's just that one person, you know?
Yeah.
You might change their day.
Yeah.
In, like, grief even.
Yeah.
You know, if a song is impactful, it's not like a bad thing. And I
don't know about you, but I definitely like work through difficult emotions with music.
Totally.
Sometimes I just need to get a good cry out.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of songs I go to for that, including my own. I write a lot of sad music. It's the best way to transmute.
It's so important.
Feelings.
And I have a I have like a playlist that's just about my dad who passed away. Yeah. And sometimes I'll just listen to that all day and cry. And I don't, it gives me such comfort. It's like he's there holding me.
Yeah, heck
and
yeah.
All these artists have no idea.
You know, I'm so excited about Everything's Fine dropping because that song is, I guess, first of all, one of the most powerful songs I've ever written. It's this, I've never taken as much time to compose a song. And one of the most powerful lines in it is, my grandma said, have fun, Mama Sam, because it's all we have. And my Gigi passed away a couple years ago. And it kind of pulls from the family, from my family and from life experiences of being a human and nature and all of the things that kind of make it feel somewhat okay.
Yeah.
Especially this day and age.
Totally. That's beautiful. I love that. I love honoring it. Just a simple line that your grandma said. That's really great.
Have fun, Mama Sam. It's all we have.
Where's your grandma from?
She's from Ashland, Wisconsin.
Okay.
From the border of Wisconsin and the UP. My family is all up in Wisconsin and the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. And shout out to all of them. It's one of the most beautiful places in the world. I feel grateful to be from there.
My cousin lives in Marquette.
Cool.
Marquette
and then Marinette.
Right there.
Yeah. Yep. Cool.
Like, I don't know if he can see across the lake to Canada, but I do find it, like, interesting that he lives. And the F. Scott Fitzgerald famously sank in that.
Heck yeah.
It's like a ship that sank.
Yep.
We play it every Thanksgiving because we're coming up on the day.
It's true.
I can't wait to visit. And the Northern Lights. You can see the Northern Lights.
Yeah. I've seen them a lot of times.
I think Michigan has gatekeepers. No one wants to, like, I went to Detroit once and I was like, why isn't everybody here? This is a great city.
It's the coolest city. I love Detroit so much.
Me too. Anyway, I love that. So when did you move here?
I moved here from Chicago in 2014.
Okay.
I lived in Wisconsin for a long time and then moved to Chicago and lived there for 10 years. And moved here in 2014 and
my songs changed.
Yeah. The songs changed, my vibe changed, and here I am.
I love location. You obviously pull from like your childhood and places you're from, but location really impacts you. And here it's so beautiful. Like, to live where seasons happen, and you've always had that. I'm very jealous. I'm from Arizona. I didn't even know what fall looked like.
Oh my gosh.
My first fall, I was like, are you kidding me?
This is glorious. And this might just so happen to be the best fall I've ever seen in Portland before. It's really spectacular out there.
I feel the same way. I don't know what it is. Like, is it the warmer? I don't know. There's been more sunshine and it like amplifies the color.
Yeah.
It's so amazing. You're going to be playing us a few songs.
Yeah.
And I wanted to know a little bit about the first one that you're going to be playing. And
yeah, well, I think I'm going to start with a newer song that just riffing off of what we were talking about with our homeland. It's called Goodbye, White Pine. And White Pine is this miner's town in the UP that my dad is from. And this place was, you know, during the copper mining era, it became a hub for families to be, but it was all of the jobs were centered around the copper mining. And when my grandmother passed away, actually this song came out. I was driving from Wisconsin up to the UP with my dad, and he was like, hey Sammy Joe, look at the lupins, they're in full bloom and they jump from side to side because they're biannual. So each year one side of the road will be filled with flowers and the next year the other side of the road. And this song kind of just came flying out because things really changed when the earth was tapped of its resources there and the industries moved on. But White Pine holds a really special place in my heart. It's my favorite place in the world.
That's amazing.
And being up in Berglund, Michigan on Lake Ogivik, it's really something. So
mining towns are the ghost town. Those are fascinating.
It's really interesting vibe.
I'm so excited. Here's White Pine.
Yeah, goodbye, White Pine.
There's red dirt on the road in the North Country cold. Looping stump from side to side. Let's drive up north into White Pine. They all left high and dry. No one left to help get by. Loop and still jump from side to side. All that's left near the copper mines are my heart and memories of you right by my side. There's red dirt on the road in the North Country cold. Looping stump from side to side. Till next time, goodbye, White Pine. Goodbye, White Pine. Goodbye, White Pine. Goodbye.
You just heard the live performance of Goodbye White Pine by Mama Sam from Mama Sam and the Jam. I do feel like I have to say your full band name because it's so much fun.
It is fun.
I also appreciate when you texted me, you said, hey, it's Mama Sam.
You know, I have to tell you, in Chicago, on the North Shore of Chicago, I was the manager of a couple School of Rocks.
Nice.
And I had this really cool crew. Shout out to Schaefer, Drew, Joe, Lucy, McKay, Preston, Jason, and Max, and all of the School of Rock kids. They're not kids anymore. They're like almost 30 now. But they named me Mama Sam.
I love that.
They'd be like, Mama Sam, when I would come into the school.
That's so cute.
And then I was trying to figure out my band name, and I called Schaefer, and he was like, duh, you're Mama Sam. What are you talking about?
Yeah. You're like, it was already made for you.
Yeah.
We named you that.
Yeah.
That's so cute. I love that.
I love it too.
The motherly nature doesn't always come from having your own children.
Sure.
And I feel like there's such a huge element to being like a nurturing person
yeah.
and the impact you have on everybody.
Yeah.
That's so beautiful. I
love
that.
Well, I am a mother. I have a son named Carmine who is 17. And actually, his girlfriend, who's lived with me for a couple years now, she turns 18 tomorrow. Her name is also Sam.
Oh.
And the next song I'm going to play for you, I wrote for them.
Oh, my God. Actually. I love that.
Yeah.
I'm going to cry.
It's a cool transition.
It really is. If you want to text in, we have a pair of tickets to give away to see Mama Sam, 971-220-5979. Just text us your first and last name. I want to make sure I give the people the chance.
Heck yeah.
You can go ahead and play it for us. Thank
All
you.
Right. This is called Bunny. This is a new one, too.
Face your fear as it nears. Bunny's gone. Hold your hand through all the quicksand. Don't cry, little baby. Things won't always feel this hazy. Hold tight to your good heart. Hold tight to your good heart. We're just here to feel it. We're just here to feel it. All hold tight to your good heart. Hold tight to your good heart. Catch the light and just away. Can't tell you how it makes things hazy. Trust your gut, open your heart. What if we just start over again. Hold tight to a good heart. Hold tight to a good heart. Cause we're just here to feel it. We're just here to feel it. Oh, hold tight to your good heart. Hold tight to your good heart. Cause we're just here to feel it. We're just here to feel it. Oh, hold tight. What if we hold tight? Face your fear as it is. Funny's gonna hold your hand through all the quicksand.
That's so beautiful. I love that. I also don't know how you had a song for each thing that we were talking about.
Me neither. This is magical. I'm really happy right now.
Like, gonna have you on the radio more often.
Well, I am a witchy woman, so you know magic tends to happen everywhere I go.
I love that.
I can tell that from you too.
Yeah, I'm a little witchy also. I'm excited for the next solstice. Now, I wanted to give everybody, if you're just tuning in, this is Wildflowers and Weeds. I'm DJ Lazybones, and I'm here with Mama Sam in the studio. She's playing with Tyler Lingham, who will be on in just a minute, and Greta Seabird for their record label launch party for Velvet Hearts. So they're going to be playing at the Heights on November 15th, and the Heights is a brand new venue on Foster. We've got a pair of tickets to give away, so you can text us your first, your last name to 971-220-5979 to be entered to win. We will be drawing that name at the end of the hour and texting you back. You can also find more information about the show and the record company at velvetheartsrecords.com. And velvet is V-L-V-T. Just leave out the vowels. Now.
Yeah.
Easy. Now, this is exciting, this new record label.
Yeah, I'm really stoked, you know, because it's not only a label, but it's a collective. And I think, you know, as we're experiencing late stage capitalism and the fall yeah. of so many different systems, the music industry is maybe the most guilty of being one of the most toxic
totally.
Capitalist spaces. And I feel really inspired by the innovative organizing, community organizing that's really starting to happen in music communities. Lee, Greta Seabird, she's just incredible, and she's been a pillar of the music industry for a long time here in Portland.
Yeah.
And you know, I've already been doing this on my own for a really, really long time, as most of us have. And to be able to just get the type of support that I need to get my music out there, it feels so supportive and rejuvenating and not, I don't feel like I'm losing anything at all. I'm really inspired by the idea that she has around this kind of music collective label,
yeah.
you know, way of setting up this business.
It's really cool.
Yeah, it's really cool.
She is such a beam of light. Like, yeah. The first time I met her was at a party. And we bonded immediately. We're like, we're going to be friends.
We met at karaoke at High Water Bar.
I love that.
we're like,
you can sing.
We're like, I love you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Now, where can people keep up with you the best?
Sure. We have a website that, regardless, will kind of direct you in the right place. So, mamasaminthejam.com. And I think that's the best place to look because... I don't know what's going to happen with the future of where my music is being streamed.
Yeah.
Again, there's just a lot of kind of change happening, and I'm definitely an activist and definitely vote with my dollars, and I'm working through some feelings of the consideration of pulling my music off of everything, but I can't say it's maybe going to happen, you know. I don't know. it feels like an important statement to make, and it's also so complex because, you know, you put so much into getting it out there, and then all of the opportunities often kind of rely on the proof that people have listened to your music.
I know. So
it's definitely a freaky thing, but Instagram is a great place to follow up as well. I love that platform, and especially for music. And yeah, we're gonna continue to you know, just Google us if you don't know what to do.
I love the, like, Hayley Williams from Paramore. Mm-hmm. She put out her album, and she just, it's on the internet, and you just can listen to it. Streaming. And I'm like, yeah, the streaming stuff is.
We're in a different world. We're in a different world now.
It really, yeah. It's predatory.
Yeah.
Or predatorial.
I do like Bandcamp a lot. And Lee, like, that was such a cool thing with Velvet Heart, with getting involved. It was like all of my music wasn't up there. And so we're flushing out our Bandcamp too. And I really do think that company has, from what I know, some really great practices. And yeah, they've always been very supportive of artists. And yeah, so we'll see what goes on, but, you know.
It definitely feels that way when you're even on it.
Yeah.
I do. I love Bandcamp, too. I know the song that you have coming out November 11th, you're not playing that because it's, like, a long and full band song. And I'll make sure I play it next week.
Cool. Yeah, when it comes out, please play it. It's really powerful, and we had the pleasure of having Dylan Reek. He's in the Portland opera, the symphony that plays there. He's a cello player, and he played cello on the track, and we've got just these swelling harmonies, and it's a 7-minute long freaking banger that will absolutely make you feel things. You know, everything's fine, I'll say, until I'm fine, is kind of the hook in that. So
I love that.
I think we can all maybe relate a little bit with that sentiment.
When you have different instruments, like a cello, you know, like things coming in like that is so exciting for me as a listener.
Yeah, yeah,
it's too. Like when you get a horn out of nowhere and you're just like,
oh,
I needed that.
Sweet horns.
Well, we have time for you to play one more song before you head out. And if everybody, if you want to be qualified to enter the ticket to see Greta Seabird, Tyler Langham, and Mama Sam, and the whole jam, you can text us your first and last name to 971-220-5979.
Yay.
What's the song called?
I'm going to play one from the first EP that we dropped. So this is currently on all streaming platforms. It's called Take You Back. And it definitely holds a way different energy being stripped back with just me alone. But I love playing this song because, of course, it, you know, I wrote it this way, and brought it to Mikey, the lead guitarist, and Carmen, the bass player, and Rachel. We didn't have Nick or Justine in the band yet, but we did kind of co-write these parts, and it was the first song that ever happened with the jam. And we often end our set with this because it's a freaking banger, and we just have a lot of fun. It's very dancey with the full band. With me alone, it's moody, like most songs when it's me alone.
I love it both ways.
But I love this song so much, and it was a song that really, it just came flying out of my heart, mind, and spirit, and it was kind of like, hey, Mama Sam, you gonna start playing music or what?
Amazing.
Yeah.
I knew what love was when I stared into your eyes. Time stood still between our eyes. Oh. Open the door. Light shining on your face. Oh, I held my breath as I turned and walked away. on your feet to wake up, smile, and not feel defeat. So open your door to possibility.
Support for X-Ray FM comes from McMenamin's Historic Mission Theater in downtown Portland, presenting the Americana-influenced Coloradan songwriter Emily Scott Robinson and songwriter Andrea Von Kampen on Thursday, November 13th. Doors at 7 p.m. and show at 8. All ages are welcome. Tickets and more information available at missiontheaterpdx.com.
Lights, wrote some words on a receipt, bowman in
You just heard Margot Price with Wild at Heart. She'll be at the Wonder Ballroom tomorrow, Friday. I'm DJ Lazy Bones. This is Wildflowers and Weeds here on X-Ray FM. And if you're just tuning in, Mama Sam just left from Mama Sam and the Jam. And I've got Tyler Langham. Now, they're part of the new record company, Velvet Hearts Records. And it's a collective. And they're doing a show to kick off that with Greta Seabird. And it's at The Heights, which is a new venue on Foster. And, yeah, it's on November 15th. I don't know if I already said that. But now, you've probably seen Tyler. He's based here in Portland. And he's also in a band called Animal Eyes. So you've either seen his name or that band name somewhere. So thanks for being here.
Yeah, absolutely. We are pumped to be here.
You just had a video come out. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
That's exciting.
With Easy Folk Media. It was really fun. We went out to the Gorge and in the spring played a little song out there on a beautiful day.
The song is The Colors I Will Never Use.
That's right.
And the Gorge is like the most colorful.
That's true.
I love that.
That's true.
Now, Easy Folk's really amazing too. This show that you guys are doing, I know we've talked about the new venue out there. Neither of us have been there. I'm excited to see what it looks like. If you guys want to win tickets, we've got a pair to give away. So you can text us at 971-220-5979. Just text us your first and your last name. You'll be entered to win. Chase will be pulling the winner from a dice app because I don't think we can find our dice, but you know.
I love that.
So it goes. It's always easy. We'll just be like, Siri, roll a dice.
There's always a solution.
Right?
Yeah.
Too much with the phones. Too many solutions. Makes it way too easy. Well, you're going to be playing us a few songs today, and you have a drummer with you.
Yes, I have Skylar Hamler here with me, and Skylar and I grew up in Alaska together since elementary school and are still collaborators to this day, and he plays drums in the band and sings, and yeah, we've Commercial Fish together, and
we go way back.
We've done it all, always with a guitar in hand, singing and taking time up in life in that sense.
Pacific Northwest, born and raised.
Yep, Alaska.
And I would consider that Pacific Northwest.
Yes,
Yeah, the most Pacific Northwest. I really want to go to Alaska. It looks like the most beautiful place in the world. I also learned a weird fact that pumpkins grow really big there because of the sunlight.
Mm-hmm.
And like nobody knows, like a lot of them come from that area. Like that's pretty, or in other things.
Yeah, cabbages.
Everything grows huge. Yeah,
squash. All the wintertime crops get really big.
My little brother is in Ohio and we always talk about the giant pumpkins. And then it got me on this weird, I don't know how I got in a rabbit hole, you know. I think we're all guilty. Going a little too far on YouTube. I'm like, are they even giving me real facts? Is this a real place?
Can pumpkins really be 2,000 pounds?
Surely not.
Seems made up.
It really does. But they have like that thing down the Willamette where I don't know what part of the river it is, but everybody builds boats out of giant pumpkins. I'm like, so you can really just get these? Crazy.
Amazing.
Well, thanks for being here on a beautiful fall day.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are going to be playing us your song, Sea View?
Yeah.
I went to art school with a girl who during the summer she was from Alaska and she worked at a place that like cleaned and packaged the fish.
Yeah, cannery.
Yeah, yep. Cannery. And all of her art was beheaded fish.
Cool.
And they were prints, like wood block prints.
Oh, awesome.
It was amazing. So every time I think of Alaska, I just see that image too.
Well, it's a fishy place.
It's a big part of Alaska, is beheaded fish.
Did you guys, when you did commercial fishing, were you out on a boat?
Mm-hmm. Yep, we were out in a boat with like two other people. It was a four-person crew and spent a couple months out there fishing, sleeping on the boat, go to land every couple weeks. But for the most part, just played a lot of cards and played guitar when we weren't in rain gear covered in fish slime.
That's amazing. You know, you're only young once, and
true.
If you don't take like adventurous things,
you
won't see a majority of places. Like that's a crazy opportunity. Well, do you guys want to play us your song?
Yeah, we'll play the song Sea View, which is all kind of about sort of not knowing what to do with yourself and doing things because you need money, I guess, like commercial fishing.
It ties
in.
It really does.
What are we doing? I guess we'll have to pay rent. So that's what we're doing today.
We must clean fish.
Yes. Cool. Yeah, we're.
We got a drum and vocals over here.
One, two, three, four.
You found where you belong, and tell me what you do there. Is it close by or far, and is there room for two there? To know where you move best, and how does it feel to know who loves you best? Think we're alone for a time, happy to be just a child, nothing wild.
Just tuning in, I've got Tyler Langham with me and Skylar from are you part of Animal
Eyes? Not Animal Eyes, but the Tyler Langham band I do play in.
I had something. I can't think of the word I'm looking for. Anyway. You're listening to X-Ray FM. If you're just tuning in, they're here for a studio session. They are playing with Mama Sam and the Jam and Greta Seabird at the Heights, which is a venue on Foster, and it's their record label, Velvet Hearts, launch party, which is on November 15th. We're giving a free pair of tickets away. You can enter to win at 971-220-5979. Just text us your first and your last name. Now, under your bio, it says that you interwoven themes of family, death, and love into your band. Obviously, nature, too. I feel like that's pretty impactful for this area. Can you tell me more about that?
Yeah. I just kind of one of those, I guess, confessional songwriters, which I just write about what I'm going through in oftentimes sort of literal ways, I guess. And I just had a couple of, I don't know, I guess a lot of my thoughts and focus and things that are most important to me and most impactful and more and get the need to be expressed and written about are things that have to do with my family. And a lot of that is death. I lost my mom a couple of years ago. And so there's like a lot of songs now in my repertoire sort of processing her death. And a brother that had a bad time with a brain tumor that is just always at the forefront, or not always at the forefront, but definitely have occupied a lot of creative space in the last decade or so. So I think that and just reflections upon family. I love my family. I have a really tight sibling bond, and I find my songs a lot about those people, I guess.
I relate most to songs about death and family.
Yeah.
Like when I'm listening, that's why I lost my dad a few years ago and too, and there, you lose like a limb and a sibling too. Like you, like, I feel like I'm missing part of me that will never be.
It does strange things to you that you didn't know were in yourself, or it's just definitely makes you grow up quick. I don't know what it is, but it's like an interesting thing that happens to yourself that you can kind of look at and be like, wow, I mean, it all's part of the puzzles that create us. And so,
and a lot of people go through it. Sense too. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. That's the thing that I feel like a lot of like people, I don't know, with like when you're talking about that kind of stuff, there is such beauty, and it's not, I think people avoid it if they don't know what it feels like,
mm-hmm.
because they're afraid of it. And like, you know, the dead dad club or the dead mom club.
Totally.
And like the only, like when you go through it, if you meet another person who's gone through it, you're like immediately bonded in this weird way because you understand. It's just so weird and different. But I feel like it's so necessary because healing is like trying to cope through that. Music is such a big part of that.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking to Mama Sam about that too, like sad songs. Like I have a dad playlist that I will just listen to and cry all day.
Yeah, it's good to do.
And my grandma will be like, you just need to turn it off. And I'm like, what do you mean? Like, I don't want to live without it.
Yeah, when it's been a long time since I've cried about it or something else, and you feel that get pent up and something triggers you and you have a good cry, you're like, wow, I needed to do that like a couple months ago. And it's good to have those tools that help you release that.
Exactly. Those grief attacks, they're lonely too. And if you don't have like comfort and some, like, I don't know, for me it's music.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't have that like hug,
yeah,
you know, it makes the grief attack way worse.
Yeah, and for me, like, songwriting is like such a huge way to process an outlet.
Yeah,
that where I don't have to talk about it or figure out how to talk about it. I just kind of let the song be what it is, and then I'm like, oh, that's what I needed to talk about, and or, you know, express or process or something. So it's nice.
I love
it's
that.
A good tool.
Yeah. Thanks for sharing that. When I read that, I was like, I have
cool.
to ask
you
about it.
Well, I love that. Yeah,
we'll have to talk more about dead parents, but we'll keep it lighthearted.
It's how it's supposed to be. You know, God forbid you bury your children. We should all be lucky enough to bury our parents and see that natural order of
That's
things.
That's totally true. Yeah, there's, yeah. Now, you're going to be playing us another song, Toronto, next.
Yeah.
What's your connection to Toronto?
Well, it's where my brother was living when he ended up having that brain tumor and sort of derailed his whole life. He moved in with his in-laws in Toronto. And this song is about my dad and I flying to where he was living and getting all of his things because he was no longer there, and driving from Las Vegas, where he was living, to Toronto, where he moved in with his in-laws for support. And we took all of his things in a car, and my dad and I had this like awesome reconnecting road trip where we literally drove across the continent.
That's amazing.
To help my brother get all of his belongings in one spot as he was going through this near-death experience of a brain tumor surgery whole thing.
Yeah, that's
so it's me and my pops out there.
That trip, to be that lucky to drive across country with your dad,
it was very cool.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Do you want to play it for us?
Yeah, let's play it. Just take one more sip of agua. Sam's water. Here we go.
Trap to Toronto, we go.
go, we go. Well, come on, let's hold on to the clouds that are hanging, the rain that is waiting to wash us away. Well, come on, let's drop into the Great Lakes to save grace, to accept our mistakes and drive to Toronto. The bars that are empty, but for me and my company, he sits with his youngest kid, grown up as they get. Ordering stiff drinks and paying in counterfeit, we're losing most of it and finding it again and again and again and again. Well, come on, let's hold on to the clouds that are wash us away. Well, come on, let's drop into the Great Lakes to save grace, to accept our mistakes and drive to Toronto. 500 miles of lake to Ontario, where my brother hangs on to a life on the banks. 500 miles of lake to Ontario, brother hangs on to a life on the banks, life on the banks, life on the banks.
That was a live performance of the song Toronto by Tyler Langham and Skylar of the band, the drummer. The drums really add a lot.
He's very good.
It fills the space. So nice sounding.
And a drummer that could sing harmony and is one of the best dudes.
And it's your friend since childhood. Guys,
pinch me.
I know. How did you get so lucky?
A very lucky boy.
Well, I wanted to let everybody know, if you're just tuning in, Tyler will be performing with Mama Sam and the Jam and Greta Seabird at the Heights for their record label's launch party. It's called Velvet Hearts. You can find more information about the show and Velvet Hearts at velvetheartsrecords.com, and Velvet is without the E's, so just VLVET. Yeah, that's on November 15th coming up. We've got a pair of tickets to give away. We've got about 5 minutes left to enter to win. You can text us at 971-220-5979. Where can people keep up with you the best?
For me, probably the best is either Instagram or Bandcamp, but I'm on all the streaming platforms as well. So if you give me a follow on any of the streaming platforms, you'll be updated with all my releases. And then if not, Instagram is where I kind of do my, you know, socials day to days.
It's the easiest.
It's the easiest.
I like to look at pictures also.
Yeah, me too.
Like, Twitter never seemed entertaining. I was like, where are the pictures?
Never got there.
Yeah, I didn't. Now it's gone.
Right. Totally.
We'll never go.
You're right.
It should burn. I don't know.
Yep.
Well, yeah, that's great. Thank you for coming in and thank you for sharing your stories.
Thank you for having us.
Do you have any music coming out soon?
Yes, I'm an album to release sometime in the coming year, 2026. So it's a little over halfway through it. No date yet to give you, but
we'll be looking out.
Yeah.
2026 is happening way faster than I thought it was.
It's true.
It's like, oh, wait, we're already into November.
I know.
The years go by fast, but the days go by slow.
Mm.
True.
Somebody told me that, and I wasn't till this year that I was like, wait, that's right.
No.
Where did the time go? Well, now we have time for you to play one more song. I know we have Along and Another set up.
Yeah. Yeah, let's do it. Yeah. This one's called Alone and Another, and it's about I don't have to say what it's about every time, but I'll do it. It's about falling in love and being scared about it. Jeez.
Relatable.
Yeah. Here we go. Presence intrude.
The sun, it feels warmest alone. The grass, it is greener. Your sheets are the cleaner. When I'm with you, I'm alone. Always my brother's beside. But when I'm with you, I'm alone. Never have I felt so like my own. 'Cause you bring the quiet and you come alone. And I need the silence so we can both rain. And you come alone.